Hi, I'm Naomi. I'm 37 and a new mum. And when I was on the fence about becoming a parent, all I heard was, do it, best thing ever. Now I've got a baby though, you think trying to work with a newborn's hard? Try trying to work whilst homeschooling. Now, despite deciding to baby, there's still loads more to find out from both camps. So here's a podcast on the Secret Recordings Network, where I chat to baby wanters, baby rejecters, and everything in between to see why we decide to baby or not to baby. In this episode, I chat to Lenora, who is a child-free ambassador.
That does anger a number of people because, you know, they feel invalidated that, no, this is how I feel. I don't want to have kids. But it's rare that they get that instant support from the people that matter to them.
And I'm joined on this journey by my sister and best friend, Camilla.
Hi. Sorry, that was a really weird accent.
It's okay. I know you feel the pressure of these things.
We
all understand. We all understand. Now, obviously, we're about to talk to Lenora, who, whenever I speak to anybody who is team child free, there are bits of me, and I absolutely think that motherhood has been the right decision for me, but there are bits of me that is ever so slightly envious of that child free life.
Yeah, I think that's normal.
However, and I don't know if this is the universe just working some extra magic to go, no, this was the right decision for you, babes. Because guess what happened last night?
What?
Eleni slept from 7:15 p.m. until 6:15 a.m.
The dream.
Now, she did wake up a couple of times and had a little, like when I came up to bed, she was lying there like, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? It's 11 p.m. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, but do you not have like a little smile to yourself? Because I think when they're doing that, those cute noises, it's like, yeah, it's annoying that you're not asleep, but actually that's cute.
It's so funny. It is. It's super cute and it's so funny. So yeah, absolutely. I can't be mad at her. And so then there were odd kind of grizzles, like she'd wake up a little bit and be a bit grizzly, but didn't need feeding from 7:15 p.m. until 6:15 a.m. Shut the front door. We're nearly at the 12-hour thing, which is almost like my old life. It's not, but oh God, best of both worlds.
I've been telling you about my teenager, haven't I?
Yes.
Seriously, this kid can sleep.
Yeah.
So Chester turned 2, when was it? Last week? Week before. And he last night slept from 7 p.m. until 9 a.m.
By the way, you know there are going to be other people listening to this podcast being like, bitches, how dare they get these good
to be fair, my friends were really subtle about it this morning. I could sense in there, because I sent them a message saying, my teenager's still not awake. And yeah, I could sense that. And I was like, oh, I'm that person, that really annoying person. But I have to say, when you're as pregnant as I am, it is such a nice blessing that he's having a little lion.
Well done, Chester.
Bless him.
Well done, Eleni.
Woohoo!
We win at babies.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is just like, I'm enjoying these lions now, and in a few weeks' time, bam, straight back to the beginning.
Well, my name is Lenora Fay. I am from Canada, currently living in Canada, out west, and I am child-free by choice, never wanted children.
Okay, and so if you don't mind me asking, what age are you right now?
I just turned 38 on Monday.
Oh, so happy birthday, belated.
I have to get used to saying I'm 38 now.
And so you say that you always knew that you like didn't want kids.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was like an active thing where there was a decision, or it was just like a thing that was always there that was like, no, that's not for me?
Well, I consciously realized that I had a choice in the matter when I was 22. So I say that I became consciously child-free at 22. But as a child, there was a lot of things like watching mothers, and I had a stay-at-home mom. You know, my parents wanted children. And just the idea of having to grow up and be a mother, like it didn't sit well with me. So, you know, I was still having the conversations like you do as a child, going, oh, when I grow up and I'll name my kid this and that without even thinking about it. But between me and myself in my bedroom and observing the adults in my life, and it's not like they were miserable people, but it's just, they're just the thought of motherhood. And that was my destiny. It never felt right. There was other things calling to me. So it started young, but consciously when I realized that I had an actual choice and it wasn't just going to happen, it was 22 when I got to that point.
So what happened when you were 22 that made that become a kind of, okay, well, this is like I'm actively deciding this now?
Well, a lot happened at 22. I think because the conversations I had had with my friends, we were all like, 25 would be a good age to get married and have kids. And at 22, my 19-year-old brother got his ex-girlfriend pregnant, and my mom died. So a lot happened that year early. And
yeah.
Then I kind of was like, well, and I was teaching violin full time and I was a performer and I had all these dreams and I was just really starting to come into myself as we start to in our 20s. And I thought 25 is, you know, it's not that far away. And there's so many things that I want to do in life and I haven't even begun to start getting where I want to be. So why do I want to have kids? And then it just kind of all hit me like, wait a sec, it's a choice. And then it was like, this massive epiphany. And I was like, yeah. Oh, wait a sec. I don't have to do that. And then it was done. And it was great. I mean, I felt great. And I told my dad right away. I was in my, I would stop by and see my dad after my mom died at the family home because I was living in a different place. And I told him, he was the first person I told. It's kind of it's just a snowball moment of, oh, so yeah. And it was, and then it just shaped the course of my life from there.
And so what did dad say when you told him?
He said, yeah, you don't have to have kids. He didn't bat an eye, and him and my brother and my brother's two kids have been very supportive of everything I do and the fact that I don't want to have kids, and they agree. You know, it's not necessary.
No, and do you know what though? Like, and I still, you know, in the two previous series, I've spoken to two brilliant child-free women at different kind of stages in the journey. Mm-hmm. And I am still so amazed, and even from my own experience, that it is just assumed, like you say. I remember being younger and going, okay, well, when I get to 25, I'll be married. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have kids. And it was almost like that was a package deal.
Yeah.
That everybody's life got at some mm-hmm. point, and that had to happen.
Yep.
And so in a way, it's kind of amazing that your dad was just like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Because I know for a fact that if I'd said that to my parents, well, even when I told them I was doing this podcast, they were a bit like, what? What you mean? You might not want to have kids. And I was like, well, yeah, because as I've got older, I've kind of gone, oh, well, I feel like it's not just the prescribed thing. Mm-hmm. You can have a choice in it, but that's quite impressive that your dad was just like, yeah, cool.
I think it's too, because he came from a family of 16 and, you know, a splintered family. Ooh. Dad wasn't around because, you know, I mean, generational thing, right? The dad was away working all the time. And him and my mom both wanted a very small family and they only had two kids. And, you know, and it's funny because since remarried, and he's married a woman his age who also is child free by choice. Her first husband passed away and they did not want to have children. So, and that's kind of cool. I was like, I didn't find that out till later. I was like, that's awesome. But yeah, I think it has to do with his relationship with his parents possibly. And he actually has sisters, my aunts, who also chose not to have children. And he has a couple brothers who chose not to have children. So it's not uncommon in that family. I think they saw, you know, based on their own experiences and just whatever they went through, you know, being child free is kind of in my blood, I think, because even on my mom's side, I had an uncle that didn't have kids. So, and those were the people that I really admired.
So in the sense that, like, you're having these conversations with your friends who are going, oh yeah, da da da, I want kids by this age. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the conversation like then between you and your friends when you were like, actually, I don't? Did anyone try and persuade you otherwise?
No, I think anyone that knows me, whether it's my friends or close family or even at the time coworkers, because I've always been really ambitious and all I ever talked about was being like a professional violinist, and I started teaching at a young age. I don't do any of that stuff now, but everyone saw what I was doing in life. I wasn't just sitting around. I was like really focused. And so no one ever said anything, anyone close anyway, said anything like, oh, you know, I guess maybe it made sense to them. I don't. And I think because I came to that decision in a peaceful way. And so I didn't have any hangups about it, or I wasn't worried. I just never said anything. And just if the conversation came up, I was like, no, you know, because I didn't even date, you know, I was just total music. So wasn't a big shocker. Yeah. You know, I don't think. No, and now, well, I'm so vocal, so it's that's all I do for do in my day is create child-free content. So now there's no question.
In terms of like dating and relationships and stuff like that, how do you handle the I don't want kids thing?
Well, I don't.
Or how have you?
I don't really date. I'm queer. So I go both ways, and usually not at all, because I like my personal space. And generally, what happened? Like I've had one public relationship, and that was with a guy, and you know we're still close to this day. But I'm publicly single, and I have people that I have in my life for companionship, and I mean, I run a child-free lifestyle brand, so it's the second thing out of my mouth. Because people ask you, you know, what's your name? And do you have kids? And, or, you know, what do you do? So the child-free conversation comes up right away. And
I was just going to say, either question. So either what do you do or do you have kids? You're ticking that box from the get-go.
But exactly. So that's now, like, I'll go back to when I was in my 20s and I didn't, you know, I openly tell people I was a virgin until I was 26. Like sex, like I did not want kids and I was not interested in bringing people into my life unless they were worth it. So around the 26 to 30 mark, when I was starting to branch out and explore myself and sexuality and whatnot, that conversation came up right away because I was involved with people that did have kids, both male and female. So none of them were ever in that conversation of life partnership. And even when I did get into a dating relationship, that came up like immediately.
If that's your criteria, have you ever met someone and then been like, oh, well, you know, that's a real shame because they then have gone on and, you know, I do want kids, and you have to be like, okay, bye-bye now.
Yep. There was absolutely there. And this person I knew before for actually quite a while, there was somebody and we were with other people. And so, you know, for friends for years, that type of thing. And then a few years ago, we just randomly reconnected. We hadn't seen each other in a couple years. Went for a beautiful walk on the beach and it was nice and great conversation. And, you know, of course, there was that spark there, but that conversation came up. And this was before I had started blogging and whatnot. And we parted ways and that was it. Because I was like, yeah, what's the point? As much as I adored this person and I had adored this person for a long time, never expecting anything, but you know, it was that moment of opportunity, but I was like, no, I can't do that. So I'm not going to pursue anything. And that was it.
Camilla, have you ever been in a relationship with someone where they were, you know, adamantly, I don't want kids?
I don't think I'd let it get as far as a relationship. I've certainly had dalliances with Peter Pan boys.
Two things, lol dalliances and please explain Peter Pan for anyone who may not be familiar with the lingo.
Peter Pan boys, you know the type. Your favourite bar, they're always there at the end of it. They're always winking at you. They're quite sexy. They're quite spirited and carefree. But they do not want to grow up. They do not want to buy a house. They do not want to have babies with you. They do not want to commit to a relationship. So unless you're just looking for a, you know, quick dalliance, there really is 0 point.
What do you think it is that has made you kind of so firm in your standpoint of really like, this is 100% a no?
It's just a gut feeling. You know, and as I get older, it becomes more clear. Like for me, there's never been the desire for one. And as I get to understand myself more and the older I get and the lifestyle that I enjoy and pursue, it makes sense. So I go, oh, you know, because we make decisions when we're younger and we may not, our reasonings that we made those decisions back then, you know, may or probably shift or don't make sense now. But it's a little more clear to me now. I go, it just wouldn't suit. So, you know, I've never questioned it. It's just now, because I have so many different conversations about this, that I do look into my reasonings or just how I am a bit more. I dissect myself a little bit more. But it totally makes sense. And it's instinctual, I think. But because we're not taught that that's an option, it can be confusing to people.
I do think that people find it much easier to comprehend a woman who is 100% committed to becoming a mum and who is adamant that this is my destiny in life. Mm-hmm. I am destined to become a mum. People are much more accepting and almost want that, like almost like pro that,
yep,
than the idea that somebody could be 100% no.
I know. And you know what? You can feel that way. You can be 10 years old and say, I'm going to be a mom when I grow up, and no one will question you.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter about that, by the way. I just listened to my tone of voice. No, and it's interesting. And that fascinates me. And this, you know, it's, I like talking to people about it if they're willing to have that conversation. You know, like, why do you feel that way? Do you feel that way? Or it's because we're all groomed to think we should feel that way? You know, I mean, those are the questions I like to ponder. That's a big issue within the child-free community, is that response. And I know that does anger a number of people, because, you know, they feel invalidated, that, no, this is how I feel. I don't want to have kids. But it's rare that they get that instant support from the people that matter to them.
I imagine, in a way, that must be really flipping frustrating, like having to justify your choice when people who want to become a mum don't ever have to justify it.
It is, and that's why I started blogging. That happened to me. I snapped a bit at my grandmother's funeral back in 2014 because I had like a wife of a cousin say something to me about becoming a mom, like me becoming a mom. And I did not stand up for myself the way I deserved in my decision. And that pissed me off for a couple of years. And then I was like, hey, Lenora, you have to do something about it. And then I created a lifestyle brand. Yeah. But I mean, it fueled it. So there was a, you know, before I was fine to not talk so big about it, but I just was like, why didn't I say something for myself? But then I realized that's a big problem for many child-free people, is that we don't know what to say or how to say. When in that moment, it happens so quickly and you're suddenly like stuttering. And I'm not a stutterer, but I was like, wow, I need to fix
that. What did she say? What did she say to you?
I was playing with my youngest nephew, who was 4 at the time, and we were goofing off. And she comes up to me and she's like, oh, your time will come. And I'm like, for what? She's like, to have kids. And I was like, well, at the time I was 34, so I was like, no, I would have had them by now if I wanted them. And she's like, well, I had kids when I was 38. I'm like, that's true. And then she went on and I didn't say anything. And that bothered me for like 2 or 3 years. I kept replaying that in my head. I'm like, why is that bugging me? And then that's when I realized I had to start speaking up and out.
It's kind of amazing that like this small thing where you kind of felt like you couldn't speak up for yourself actually turned into a thing where you are speaking loud and proud.
Yeah, I know. And that moment doesn't anger me anymore, because I'm like, well, that needed to happen. Because if it hadn't happened, my life would not be what it is at the moment. And I really like my life.
So true. So true. So you decided to start up the blog, which then turned into, you know, a multitude of other things for you. What kind of response did you get from it?
Well, I first, just like one random weekend, I was looking at my, I had a domain name, which is my name, and I used to use it for music, and then it was just doing nothing. And I just, suddenly the idea to start a blog, and I'm like Googling, how do you start a blog? And there was some advice saying, pick 3 topics that you like to write about. So I was like, okay, well, I like talking about celebrities and I like talking about money. So there was those two. And then there was I saw a question somewhere that says, if, you know, if there's one thing you want to say to the world, what would it be? And immediately it said, in my mind, it was like that you don't need to have kids to be happy. And I was like, oh, so I Googled and found the word child free. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll write about that too. And so then I just did a blog post and sent it out. And then quite quickly, I realized that the conversation of not having kids, that there's something there. And then it just kind of mini explosions in various places where it was very, you know, within a few months, I didn't write so much about money and celebrities because I discovered the child-free community. So I just wrote. I'm not a writer, but I wrote and not a podcaster, and now I podcast. Like, there's so many things I never did. And now I do, because that topic is so, I realized how passionate I am about it. And it's fun because I'm very creative. So it gives me all these sorts of creative outlets.
Now, from doing the podcast, I feel like occasionally there are misconceptions around the Child Free by Choice community. So have you experienced any of those, and what are they?
I know what you're saying as far as the misconceptions, and they are hugely out there. I find them mostly on Facebook groups that I stumbled into at the beginning of my child-free community journey. And I don't participate anymore because it sucks me dry, like energy-wise. So I just leave it alone. So there is that out there. But for me,
what sense? What's in the Facebook groups?
Facebook in particular is a place where people just vent. And not just within the child-free community, any community, yeah, anybody, totally. Right? People just dump a whole bunch of stuff in there. And I realize, because most people are not public about it, they need a place to vent all of their frustrations. And so these places like Child-Free Reddit, you know, which is great for information, I don't mind that one, but and all these Facebook groups, it's a place for them to really speak their mind. And there's a lot of, there can be a lot of anger and frustration with what we have, you know, child free people have to deal with. And that's a place for them to communicate that. So I get it. I mean, and you need to say it. And because for me, I already have an outlet, right? I write, I podcast, I social media. All day I talk about how I feel about certain things. So I have that outlet. I just choose to put it in entertaining ways in different mediums than just in a Facebook group. So I don't feel the need to do that. But there are, the majority of the people are not going to be vocal, and they're not going to be, they just want a place to state their feelings and to gripe and to bitch or whatever. Or, I mean, not all Facebook groups are like that for child-free people. There's some really happy ones too. But there is a need for that, because it you need to do get it out. And I get that anger and that frustration, because 20s definitely felt that, especially with, you know, just the random comments people like to throw out and what we see on TV and all that sort of thing. So, and when someone who is just stumbling across that, and that's the first thing they see, you know, I mean, I get why they'd be like, oh my God, these child-free people are insane and bitter and angry, because they just happen to, like, the first post they see is some person just going on this massive tirade about their coworker who's having the 14th kid, and we're all having to buy presents yet again for this person, you know, stuff like that, because it is very real issues. And but it's because it's not talked about publicly or addressed publicly, they have nowhere to dump all these feelings onto except in those Facebook groups. So that, you know, or other groups. So that, it's not wrong. It's just unfortunate when someone, for their first introduction to a child-free person, is to see that.
Yesterday, it snowed everywhere. Did it snow where you were? Did you make a snowman? Great. Did you take your kid outside and do a photo? Like, woohoo, snow day. It's Eleni's first ever snow. I did not take her out in the snow, and I did not post a photo saying snow day. I did not do anything for Eleni's first snow day. And yet, my entire Instagram feed was people posting photos of their babies. And I'm like, am I a bad parent? She wouldn't have given a stuff about it. She didn't care if it was snowing or not snowing. She doesn't know what it is. But I do feel a little bit guilty, like I should have taken a photo of this moment. Oh well, next time. So first series of the podcast, I interviewed one of my best friends, Holly, who I've always known, she's made it very clear she doesn't want to have kids. Mm-hmm. And all of our friendship group, me included, are like, oh my God, you're the most maternal person we know. You're so amazing with kids. You would make the best mom. And anyway, I did this interview for the podcast, and I totally then, after that, really understood and felt bad for, like, the things that I may have said to her.
Yeah.
And I know that she has experienced people saying to her, well, you won't know the true meaning of love if you don't have a child, because right. It is next level. Mm-hmm. And I was always really like, oh my God, why are people saying that to mm-hmm. you? However, having just had a baby and feeling that overwhelming thing, I was kind of like, do you know what? I do get why people say it now. And like, I will make a conscious point of never saying it to people because equally in the same way that once I decided to have a baby, if somebody came at me and went, this is a terrible mistake and whatever, you know, you don't want that. Mm-hmm. But I did kind of get why people might want to try and change your mind.
Of course. And, you know, I can appreciate both sides of that argument. And, you know, I talked to my brother about this. My brother is kind of the person I bounce ideas off of because my brother's been a parent for 15 years. So he's been through all the ins and outs, and he's a single, like he has his kids full time. So he's not just a weekend dad because he's a single dad. So I talk to him now from his perspective because he's been through that gamut of like, yeah, baby love at the beginning. Then you got the toddler stage and now you're dealing with teenagers and all of the emotional stuff. Like I ask him from his point of view because he's been in the game for a bit. And I kind of go, well, why do you say that? Like, what's that feeling like when, you know, just to see, like, where are those comments coming from? And are they true 15 years later? You know, because anytime someone is in that really happy zone, and I include myself in it, like if I'm doing something I really, really love, I think about, okay, like, what's it going to be like in 6 months, a year, 6 years after you've been doing it for a while, then let's talk. So, All those comments I take with a grain of salt. And I think personally, like you'll always hear, and I suppose, you know, when I get to the age of, do you have grandkids? You know, that'll be a whole other conversation. This is where I realize, and if someone is having a hard time as a child-free person dealing with that, it's like you just have to, the only thing you can really do is be as confident as you can in your own choice. And that stuff just kind of bounces off of you because now I hand people my business card because this is child free on the back. So, you know, I mean, that's how I have handled all those types of comments if they came to my face, because strangers like to say things to you in real life.
Totally.
You know, and if someone does, I mean, I invite all those comments because I got stuff to promote. So I'll just like send you emails, you know, sign up for my, like you got to find a way to whatever your feeling is, whatever feelings come up when someone says that stuff to you. I mean, it's also, I commend you for recognizing like both sides of the conversation and realizing how you will say, you know, a kind of approach that, you know, dealing with child-free people. This is why I think it's really great for child-free people and parents to talk and communicate, because, you know, I think a lot of animosity and misconceptions, I mean, that's how it clears the air, right? And totally. Then it kind of diminishes more those kind of comments from happening because you understand both sides.
Yeah.
That needs to be more encouraged more, is conversations on both sides. And then those common, well, we call them bingos. You're bingoing a child-free person when you say you'll never know this kind of love until you have a kid or whatever. That will decrease. Ideally.
Why is it called bingoing?
I have no idea. Well, because there's this bingo card. Has no one ever told you this? Have you?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's, you know, a bingo card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a child-free version. So this is where, well, some of them are called breeder bingos. And it says all the little things that people say, like you'll regret it. Who's going to take care of you when you get old? Like it's this whole list. And they're called bingos. And my podcast group, we created a child-free version where we're like, we do the flip side to people that want to have kids.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, that's, so if you hear the term bingo, it's either breeder bingo, which is crass for me, but you know, it's our child-free bingos. It's all those little sayings that people with kids say to those of us who don't want kids. So it's a bingo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you get it, bingo.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you this question, but I'm just telling you that I was going to ask you this question, so it's not technically asking you the question.
Okay.
But I was going to ask you the question, do you ever worry that one day, like a switch is going to flip and you will wish that you'd had kids? But you don't have to answer that because I was just telling you that I was going to ask it.
I will. I think it's good. Like I said, I'm open. I tell people they can ask me anything they want. Just be prepared for the answer.
Okay.
I would be lying if I said no. Like there's always that little thing. Like I worry more like, okay, what if I hit my head and suddenly I got brain damage and suddenly wanted kids. I mean, that's entirely possible. It's also a reason why I didn't go on hormone therapy for something that was a doctor had suggested. And I said, well, no, because maybe that would like shift hormones in me where suddenly I'd be like, oh, I want to have a kid. Because I feel like there's the body, there's the hormonal body aspect, but then there's your soul. And for me, I'm at my soul, that's not for me. And that is what me is. It's not my body, it's my soul. That's who I am. And that is not called to parenthood, right? So things may happen in my body, but that I don't identify it with that. You know, I'm a female body, but that's the extent. Like, it doesn't mean anything more to me than that.
Isn't Lenora just such a sasspot?
Sasspot is the absolute perfect way to describe her.
Honestly, I really just thought, I love her ballsiness, and I love that anything that I asked her, I feel like I was only ever going to get an honest response.
Yes, she's very cool.
And like, good on for her for what she's doing, because I feel like she's not just doing it for herself. Obviously, she's got her blog and she also has a new podcast, actually. She set up a podcast with her brother about the kind of conversation between her child-free stance and his single parent stance.
That's really interesting as well. When she was talking about asking him questions about how he feels now, that many years on, very interesting.
Her podcast is called Accidental Parenthood Podcast. But she like runs these like child-free conventions to help other people feel comfortable in their child-free skin, which is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's really important that people have got a place to feel like it's all right to talk about and explore, because they might not have decided.
So true. Have you ever tried to persuade someone, Mill, who hasn't got kids and doesn't want kids to have a kid? Because I do feel like that's the kind of thing that you would do.
Yeah, I probably have in the past. I've definitely been like you were with Holly, and that you're like, oh, but you're so good with kids and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. But since doing the podcast, I'm way more aware of what's appropriate to be saying.
Agreed.
Yeah.
If you want to read her blog, by the way, she is thebitchybookkeeper.com.
Yes!
Thebitchybookkeeper.com for all your child-free needs, basically.
That's just what I expected. Not that I think she's bitchy, I just think she's cool.
Well, she did say to me, she used to be an accountant, so she was like, when I set it up, I'd had in my head this name, The Bitchy Bookkeeper, for ages, that I wanted to like do something with, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. But there she is, thebitchybookkeeper.com. Follow my journey and tell us about your own on social media. We are at To Baby or Not. If you rate and review this podcast, not only will it hugely help us out, please do, but it will mean that nobody will try and guilt you into having a baby when you've made it very, very clear that you definitely don't want a baby.
Next time on To Baby or Not To Baby.
No one looked at me and saw a pregnant man. It was just too unthinkable. Not in a negative way. It's just like, that's not going to occur to anyone.